When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Kasia.
How's it going?
It's okay. How are you?
I'm good. I look ridiculous. I'm sitting at the bottom of my closet. Where are you? And what do your surroundings look like?
I am in a room that you know well. I'm in our studio. I've been coming into the office. The staff has been, as you know, working from home since... I don't know, for about 100 years now,
yeah.
But there's no one else here, and so I have the privilege of coming in.
What's the most abnormal thing you did today or recently?
I'm going to go with recently.
Okay.
Because we've been at this long enough that like it's actually shocking how quickly new normal takes hold, you know? So in my new normal, nothing was really abnormal today. But I was thinking, I kind of knew which questions you're going to ask me today. So I was thinking about like what is really abnormal in my life now. And the most abnormal thing for me is these sort of waves of emotion. These like I'm feeling things for other people, which is not normal for like. I'm not like emotionally illiterate. Like I think that I am pretty good at perceiving other people's feelings.
Sure.
And I think that other people's feelings, like on a rational level, I understand that they matter, but I'm not empathic. You know, that's sort of not how I'm wired. I don't like catch people's feelings or like feel for them. And I'm overcome at times very abnormally for me with like waves of feeling. We had a listener who wrote me. He is a nurse at a facility where there's kids who are there long-term care. And he described like each family had to like pick, like the kid can only have one caregiver, right? So if a kid's used to having both parents come in, it's just got to be one. And then that caregiver had to quarantine at this time and a half from the rest of the family. And so the kid suddenly only has one parent coming in. And then this nurse and his colleagues, they were just taking on the emotional load of all these absent caregivers for the kids. And you know, he was describing, and then he goes home, he lives alone, and, you know, we're keeping him company with the podcast. And he was thanking us for that. And I just was like, every player in that drama, the kids who are confused and scared and suddenly they're not seeing one of their parents, the parent who doesn't get to see their kid who has to stay home, the parent who is with the kid, and then this caregiver, like this guy who's like alone in his apartment and then going, and then just the emotional labor he puts in with these kids. And it's just like, I'm feeling this like wave of, you know, compassion and feeling, and just feeling like, isn't it amazing what some people do? You know, like that, like these people are holding the world together. And then the weird thing is I feel nothing, because like everything is just flattened onto a screen. And you know, well, I'm meeting with you, I'm meeting with colleagues, I'm meeting with my parents, I'm doing business. It's just like a series of faces on pixels on a screen, and everything is flattened, you know, and it's just like an absence of any feeling. So the wild oscillations of feeling are abnormal for me.
What's been your most selfish deed or thought during this whole thing since we started?
That I kind of like it. That's what I would say is like, I like solitude. I'm a city person who likes walking on empty streets. I like jogging in the middle of the road. I get a little thrill out of just like when I'm driving, just getting no traffic. But suspecting that that my wife is going to listen to this, she's like, shut the fuck up. There's like, it's very obvious what your most selfish deed was. It was that thing you did last weekend. So I'm going to try to be true to the spirit of these questionnaires and actually answer. So the most selfish thing I did was, you know, food is always very important to me, and it's taken an outsized, like I just get really fixated on some food thing I want. And so I tried to line up. We were like, you know, my wife was getting groceries and she's doing that alone, of course. And I got the kids, and the part of town we were in was somewhere where I know through Suresh Das, the food guy on Metro Morning, there was like a really good, you know, Indian place doing, you know, takeout. And I was like, if I time this perfectly, I can like drop off my wife and drive with the kids to this strip mall, pick up the food, just like jump into the restaurant, grab the food, and be back right when she's getting out. And it'll be perfect. And everything got fucked up. You know, they make all this food very, you know, beautifully. But you know, they take their time. And and so I was like stuck at this strip mall, and it was really hot out. So I'm like, do you leave the kids in the car with the AC on? But then when my keys are away from the car, the AC cuts off, and my son is having a weird owl phase, and so this, but it's all Bluetooth to my phone. And so the same Weird Al song is like looping again and again, and my daughter's crying. They're unhappy. I finally come back with the food. I drive back to the grocery store. My wife's been waiting for 20 minutes for me. She's furious.
Oh, my God.
That is absolutely – and it was just about me eating this food. Like, that was that was the most selfish thing.
You abandon your wife at a supermarket and then, you know, albeit briefly, left your children in the car.
Yeah.
And also tortured them with recurring Weird Al.
Let's say briefly. One of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see why she would be mad about that. Name something that gave you pleasure today.
Yeah, my kids are just delightful, and I don't know if this would be tolerable without them. And they're just such a good age. Like, if they were still like, you know, babies, it would compound that, you know, early parenting feeling of like the days bleeding into each other and just complete lack of any time for yourself. And that would be intolerable. And then I know we have friends with teenagers, and to like have teenagers under isolation now, like that sounds like hell. But, you know, our kids are at the perfect age. They're just like mostly delightful with each other, and they're just like bright spots. Like that feels selfish, actually, enjoying them to the extent that we do. Cause we're concerned about the impact on them and the time away from school and the time away from friends and everything. But like, they're just taking it in a stride, and then they just say brilliant and hilarious things, and they entertain us. Like it's, you know, sometimes it feels like extractive to enjoy them as much as we do.
Yeah. I mean, that's an answer that a lot of people have given during this series, but it was sincere. So I'll take it. What's something that you think might never be the same after this?
I guess I realize how much I'm always driving towards some concept of the future and some treat, you know, a vacation or something we're going to achieve or something we're going to release. And something about, like, it just feels like it's always the present. Like, that future is gone now. There will be a future, but it's so ambiguous and, you know, it's not going to be a vacation. And so it's just like I'm doing things just for doing them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's more of a reality than whatever, like, carrot I'm usually chasing. And I think it'll be difficult to just re-enter a reality that is motivated by the next treat, you know? I think I always prioritize, or I'm living in the future or driving towards the future, or the motivating factor is the future, and the present is sort of just like some, you know, afterthought or some kind of incidental. It's not that it became a lie. I think it was always a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The present is what, you know, it's that's actually where we live. And you know, it's the result of all of our choices. And
I mean, in a way, this is not to go there, but this is a prelude to death, you know, where you realize that at any given moment, this is just where you are. There is no, like, winning at life. There's no, you don't get a prize there, or there's no, like, future. Well, depending on what you believe, there's no future reward. It is just what you do every day and how you behave and how you act.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I have this, I'm trying to like replace some bit of like mental scaffolding in my setup where I'm like, okay, if I can't be driving towards whatever the next thing, you know, what am I going to do when this is over? You know, do I go off by myself into the woods? Do I go to Vegas and just be hedonistic? Like there's some weird need to fill in that slot with something that I'm not going to actually do, you know? Yeah. I guess I'm kind of questioning, like, what is that about? That something's wrong with, like, what is wrong about the way things are right now? You know, I mean, I know that there's a ton of things wrong, but for the most part, my life is kind of exactly the same, you know?
Yeah. What were you hoping people would answer this question with? You wrote it.
I think it was conceived of in the earliest days of this, what's never going to be the same. And I was thinking just about really practical things, like some of the early answers, oh, this is the end of the handshake, or what's going to happen to movie theaters. I think I was actually surprised when, you know, a lot of the early answers had to do with, like, basically this is pushing, I think, the world to the left. A lot of people simultaneously were seeing what's wrong with our system and our values and what's wrong with where we put our money and what we need to fund and, you know, all the cracks that are, you know. That wasn't baked into the construction of the question.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.